pretty much everything is for sale along Roosevelt Avenue, which is a bustling commercial strip in Queens, New York City. For the right price, you can get Colombian pastries, cheap electronics, forged working papers, and even a dance. $2 is what it costs to dance a salsa or a bachata with a woman at one of the many bailarina bars along the avenue. They've been popping up to meet a particular demand in immigrant neighborhoods. We sent our producer Marlon Bishop on a little field trip to find out a little bit more about these $2 dance places. Hey, Marlon.
Hi, Maria.
All right, so Marlon, please explain. What exactly are these bailarina bars?
So bailarina bars are basically these bars where you can go, and there's women who work there, and you could pay them to dance with you at the rate of $2 a song. This concept has actually been around for a while. In the 1930s, there were these taxi dance halls all around the U.S. where women would charge by the minute to dance, like a taxi meter. But these new bailarina bars are really booming right now. There were about 50 of them on Roosevelt Avenue alone.
Wow. So tell me in particular, where did you go and what was it like?
I went to a place called El Gato Verde, the Green Cat. Inside, it's like any other bar. There's lots of colored lights, smoke machines, buckets of beer. They play all kinds of Latin music. Everything pretty ordinary, except it was completely packed with women, around 40 of them, just standing around, waiting for someone to ask them to dance. Other than dancing, you can also pay to have one of the women share a drink with you for 15 minutes, or rent their time at $40 an hour to sit and hang out with you at your table.
So, is it just dancing?
They're just dancing. There are some women who will take it further outside the club, but that's the exception, not the rule. For the most part, people go there to dance.
So, I don't get it, because why would you go to a bar and pay someone to dance with you? When this is New York City, there are salsa bars everywhere. You could just go and ask a woman to dance.
Well, that's what I wondered at first.
Me distraigo un rato bailando.
This is Juan Hernandez. He's a patron I met outside the club. He's 23, from Mexico. He immigrated a year ago. Hernandez works 10 to 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, at a Japanese restaurant. He showed me burn scars on his arms from kitchen accidents. He says he goes to the bars because it makes him forget about work for a few hours and helps him get rid of his stress. He says it goes about twice a month after he sends money home to Mexico.
Pienso que fue un negocio que se creó debido a la inmigración.
Okay, so who's this?
This is Diana Trejos. She's been dancing at different clubs on Roosevelt for 13 years. She says that the whole $2 dance industry exists because of immigration.
Son personas que viven con muchos problemas. Muchos vienen del
She
campo.
Says her clients are
Algunas
really lonely. They have a lot of problems. Many come from poor rural areas and leave families in their home country.
Y solamente su único objetivo es trabajar.
Their whole life is about working to help out the people they've left behind. Sometimes they just need a little companionship, someone to hear them out at the end of the day.
Hace 14 años vine de Colombia.
Diana was a single mother living in Colombia, and she came to the U.S. to help support her young children. She waitressed at first, but had trouble making ends meet. Then a friend told her about these bars, where all you have to do is dance a little bit. Diana thought it sounded weird, but she always loved dancing. She's from Cali, after all, the world's salsa capital. So she said, why not? And besides, the money was really good.
How much money does she make?
She told me the industry has gotten worse recently, but she used to be able to make between $100 and $300 a night. The main downside is that the clients are always falling in love with her. She needs to find ways to let them down gently.
It all sounds kind of okay, but what's the real story? I mean, what are the conditions for the women who work in these places? Are they trafficked? Are they abused?
Diana was actually one of a group of dancers who won a settlement with the Flamingo Club, also in Queens, over abusive practices. They included things like having to pay the club to work there, being fined for lateness, being verbally abused by the owner. Apparently, the Flamingo Club was by far the worst place to work, but I wouldn't be surprised if similar things were happening at other clubs.
All right, Marlon, so you know I love to dance. Now the question is, did you dance?
Well, of course I danced.
And so what happened?
So I asked a nice woman named Monica to dance, and we danced a few bachatas. And after a few songs, she asked me if I'd buy her a drink. And we went over to the bar. The drinks you buy for the girls are three times as expensive as normal drinks. I paid $15 for a Corona, and they kicked back half to her. She starts telling me how handsome I am, and I say, thank you, that's very nice, but I'm actually a journalist, and I'd just like you to tell me your story. And this was pretty great. Right away, she tells me, okay, don't tell anyone here, but I actually don't even like men. She took out her cell phone and started showing me pictures of her girlfriend who lives in Medellin. It was actually kind of a really nice moment.
So after going through all of this, Marlon, did you get a chance to understand what the appeal is behind these bailarina bars?
You know, I did. I'm in a very different position than many of the day laborers who frequent these places, but I still kind of got it. When I was dancing with Monica, we were dancing open embrace, the way you would with someone you just met, and right away she takes my hand and puts it on her hip. And it's exciting. If it happened in real life, you'd think, wow, she likes me. There's some chemistry here. Sean Leonardo puts it this way.
Because, you know, that $2 exchange is a social contract.
So who's Sean Leonardo?
Sean Leonardo is an artist from Queens.
I created a performance party, a scenario where those roles would be reversed.
Wait a second. So it's a performance art project where the women pay the men to dance?
Exactly. So as a $2 dancer, Sean had some realizations about the nature of the exchange.
Our role wasn't to be ourselves, per se. Our role was to fulfill whatever they wanted for those $2 for that one song. The situation allows for someone to believe for a few minutes in whatever kind of relationship they want.
And so this is something I feel like I understood when I went to the club, which is, in a way, you're paying for the fantasy of it, the fantasy of this moment of romance, this little tiny moment between you and a stranger. And, you know, for a lot of immigrants who carry this tremendous loneliness and pain, it's the fantasy that that pain could just wash away. It just happens to be an illusion.
But don't we all kind of have our own illusions about our own success or about family or love? I mean, we all need certain illusions to get by, right?
Absolutely. I think that's true.
Damas y Caballeros, our producer, Marlon Bishop.
Thank you, Maria. Anytime.